Interesting. I don't think anyone's ever asked that before about praying over the water, but yet it does make sense to pray over different things, like even the water, you know.
Yeah.
We pray over the ground that we get our food from. So why not pray over the water where we get our, you know, our drinking from, right?
Right. Because it came to my thought process one day when I was eating. Because, like, lower-income families, you hear a lot of them of dealing with food not being nourishing to them and them suffering from obesity and how they're getting sick from it. How would that impact them if they were to continue to bless their food like they used to do back in the day? A lot of people, I think, have fallen away from that. You don't go into Wendy's or anything like that and see people at, like, bowing to pray over their food before they eat it.
It's true. I mean, like, it's very rare that you see people do that. I know for my family, myself, even in a restaurant, we still take time to pray before the meal comes. I mean, like, we've had waitresses and waiters and stuff wait for us, you know, while they've come back with food. And they're like, oh, they're praying, you know, like... In that sense, it's like a testimony right there and then, you know, like there's still someone in the world that stops and prays before they eat.